It's about time you get started, man. We're going to go over this paper, and I want some readers with us. I hope that in doing this, you'll find out that, and I'm sure you, when you listen to Ty's talk and some of those things, that you got more talent, more strength than you thought you did. And hopefully you can identify your weaknesses and things you might want to work on. I'm going to ask some people to be some readers. I'm going to go over the part where you fill in the blanks first. And then when we do the yes and no's, I want you to have your own paper when you do that. But start off with, we want somebody to read and take a paper that's not yours. And read some as we go through these things. Like number one, I call out one, and I want everybody who has one to read their answer for one. And for two, everybody to read the answer for two. Mike, would you be a reader? And I have 11 papers, so just so you ain't reading your own. Well, I feel like a good reader, because everybody can hear you.
Oh,
you want to be a reader?
No.
You look good. You be a reader?
Trying, have some abilities,
grow and let the church grow.
So we can see that all these things are something we need to have, try to work for each one of us, and think about them in our lives, how we might implement them. Number three, Reggie.
Shyness at times, content with losing members. I don't like getting out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, those would be some weaknesses. You never want to be content with losing members. And definitely we have to get out of our comfort zone to get things done. And I'm out of my comfort zone right now. I'd rather be sitting back there.
Right. Not enough time to do church work. I don't know how to handle all situations in the church.
Okay. Time is a big factor. And you can learn how to handle the situations you need to, at least do the best you can with it. Right?
Amount of time spent at work. Struggle with worry. Enough time for
okay.
Lack of knowledge,
tiredness,
and sometimes short
temper. Yeah, those things be a problem. Tiredness is a major problem for all of us, right? Right?
Don't miss it like I should, and temper.
Okay. Mark?
Not as friendly as I should be, sometimes don't study enough.
Both of those can be remedied pretty easy. Now, the temper thing sometimes is hard to control. It's hard to learn how to get that under control. But we work on it. It can be done. Wayne?
Not strong speakers.
I
feel too easy to scare me.
You scared what?
Maybe someone's
great. Okay. You might. But if you get back to the word, most times you won't. You use the Bible. Go ahead, Matt. Over here, Brian. Right, yeah.
Bad eyes, bad knees, and bad
hands. What's that? Bad eyes.
Bad knees, and bad hands.
Next.
The weak points are weary for carrying load, seemingly. Female members don't lead. Doing things myself. No one else is interested.
Sometimes it seems you got everything. I understand that. And hopefully we can find some ways to involve others and not have to carry everything and feel like we're carrying everything. I want to turn over to the congregational part. Where it says congregation. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, know not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except to be reprobate. It's always good to do some self-examination and look at ourselves and see where we're at and where we need to go, maybe what improvements we could make. Number three, it says we have Sunday nights. Oh, I'm supposed to be down to the other part, I'm sorry. Fill in the blanks. Okay. Move them down to fill in the blanks. 55. What is the average age of the congregation?
45.
40.
50.
50. Which show over there?
40.
Mark?
All blank.
Blank, okay.
30.
Wayne?
60.
60. Okay, we just come up this way.
65.
Nothing.
45.
And Mike?
He says 50.
50. Let's say like most of them are 45 to 50. That's better than 70 to 80. And one young person could change that a whole lot. You just get one that's zero, or 1 year old, it change the average a whole lot. But anyhow, we want a younger age church, a middle-aged church, where people who have young people involved. The younger families have children, and that's what we need to build on. 56. How many meetings do you have a year?
One.
Two.
Three.
Two. Like been stated earlier, church needs meetings to help keep the members involved, keep things going. And not to have any is bad. And it's hard to exist on just one meeting a year. I know churches have done that. They exist on one meeting a year for years and years. But it went down too. And it makes it hard to keep it growing without much involvement, much work going on. 57.
We have between 20 and 40 in attendance on Sunday morning.
Okay.
30.
30? 85.
25.
Just put in there, that's right here, blank.
21.
18.
15.
30.
30?
No answer. Okay. What could be done to help your congregation on 58?
More men involved, or more new, and more men members.
More men members, yeah. Okay.
Blank.
Ray?
Experienced leaders.
Experienced leaders?
Yeah, experienced leaders, and I can make out this.
Okay. Mark?
All members, Matthew.
All right.
Blank.
Blank.
More members.
More members.
More speakers.
More speakers. What you got?
More leaders.
More leaders. Blank. Definitely leaders would be something everybody should need. Every church needs it. We need better and stronger and more leaders. And also, we always need more members. 59. Where do you think your congregation will be in 20 years?
About the same.
About the same. Not going to grow or die and say.
Blank.
No, no.
Gone.
Yeah. All right.
Much larger.
That's
60 plus.
60 plus. That sounds good. Mark, you're blank. Wayne?
Same or closed.
Okay.
Thank God unless something changes.
All right. Brian?
Bad shape.
Not sure
where it's going. Okay. Nothing? Okay. I hope we all going to be here in 20 years and be bigger. That's what we want. That's what we work for. Number 60. This congregation has been here for how many years?
Between 80 and 100.
80 and 100.
Blank.
Right?
Don't know.
10 years?
60 plus.
60 plus. Mark's blank. Right?
60
plus. 60
plus. 60.
50 and 50.
Blank.
Okay. As we mentioned earlier, you know, a church been here for 60 years or 100 years, no leaders, no eldership involved. Something's been amiss back in the past. Sometimes people didn't think they needed elders. 61. What kind of repairs does the building need? Right?
Sound.
Okay, right?
Paint and battery,
okay?
Done.
Right?
Floor.
Need what?
Floor,
okay.
Repair battery.
None? Mike, didn't put anything? Okay. 62, what are the best opportunities for growth in this congregation?
Young men.
Blank. All right, Ray?
Bible studies, getting new members, and church participation.
Okay. Mark?
Our young people.
All right.
Spreading the word.
And Mark, still blank. Wayne?
Community influence and greater community.
Okay.
Non-attending family members, young people.
Brian?
Children.
What?
Children, okay.
Blank. And Mike? But this blank, okay. What are the strengths of your congregation? What'd you put on
your... Knowledge in the pulpit. Help things other than the services. better examples of workers.
Okay.
Friendliness.
Friendliness, okay. Ray?
Engage young leaders, lots of opportunities in the community.
Okay. Blaine?
Did you just give one?
Ray?
Did you just give one?
63.
63?
I may have.
Okay, faithful leaders.
Yeah, what are you trying to come in? You said what?
Faithful leaders.
All right. Mark, here's Blaine. Blaine?
The faith chief.
The faith chief.
Love, good vocation.
Brian?
More people, more leaders, more motivation.
Blaine, and Mike? I'm going to go back to 63. Thank you for catching that for me. All right, there's three things or more are needed in your congregation.
That's what I gave you all.
That's what you gave me. How'd we change?
I don't know
either. How many did 63? All right, how many did 64? Wow. Okay.
Hey, we're following the leader.
You're following the leader. I don't know what I changed. I thought I was doing 63 too, because you pointed it out to me.
Most shall fall into the
dead. Yeah. All right. Let's come down to 65. What did your congregation do last year to promote the church?
Held meetings.
Okay.
Singles and visited others.
All right.
Blank.
Right?
Not much other than very basic advertising meetings.
All right.
Community involvement.
Okay. Community involvement. Yours is blank.
Held meetings.
Blank.
Held a bunch of regular programs on Sunday mornings.
All right.
I had a meeting, area-wide singing, radio program, but by the June negative.
All right. Ryan?
Radio program.
You know, I didn't hear that.
Radio program.
Radio program. Okay. So we can see some of the things that's being done in our area to advance the gospel. So number 66, what methods do you see the church using to preach the gospel?
Most of the time, Bible, mostly milk, giving milk instead of meat.
Okay, so they're mostly feeding the people with milk.
Yeah.
All right.
Blank.
Ray?
Need to get involved in studies.
Okay.
And more gospel meetings.
More studies? Okay. Blank. And Mark Blank, what you got, man?
Bible and PowerPoint.
Okay. Blank?
Gospel meetings, newspaper advertisements, radio spots, and personal meetings.
Gospel meetings, radio program, mission work overseas.
Brian?
Radio program.
Blaine, here's Blaine. Okay. 67. Do outside people come to speak because they're not enough speakers?
Not really, but for perspective.
Okay.
Blaine?
No.
He's Blaine. Blaine?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right. All right, number 68. How many got an answer for 68? We'll do this. All right.
Condemning people in the pulpit.
All right.
What was that?
Condemning people in the pulpit.
Okay.
Right.
Aging membership.
All right. Right.
Let the leaders to carry it on.
Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, on this side.
Apathy.
Okay. Death of the old ones, no children coming out. Right? Right. Okay. All right. Now, I'd like to have those.
Mm-hmm.
next part, I want you to have your own paper so you can see how your animals compared with others. We can see the conditions of what we're working with in the church here, and maybe when Ty gets through, we'll know some answers how to change some of those things. So if you would, just go up here and get your paper. Pass it around. Want everybody to have their own paper. And
let me just go through it and I'll find mine.
Yeah. Pass that next on to Chad.
Mine's on the front.
If you have any suggestions about this evaluation form and thing, feel free to make them. I rewrote this thing about 5 times. First time I sent it to Mark, he was back 2 negative. So we had to go at it again. And so then I turned over my wife to proofread it, and Lord, that was, it made a lot more things come out of it.
She would do that.
And then some statements were made this way and that way, and anyway, after I went through it the first time, I went back and changed some of it again. So any suggestions would be welcome. I thought fixing the evaluation sheet would be easy. It wasn't so easy. Got some extras? Somebody got Marshalls in the process.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ralph, well, you got yours?
Yeah.
I thought you kept yours.
Yeah.
Because you didn't turn one back in, you got it today.
I did.
Yeah. All right. They've got 2 more up here. You might not have one. Okay, so there's somebody not here. All right. Number 4. I think I'm a good role model in the congregation. We had 10 yeses and 1 no. So the one who has no needs to work on being a good role model in the congregation. One thing is that sometimes they ask, what if everybody in the congregation is just like you? What if everybody attended the church just like you do? You know, what kind of church would we have if we didn't have one? Number 5, I sometimes get angry and say things I shouldn't. We got 8 of them said yes, and 3 said no. That's a hard thing to accomplish always, to never say things that you shouldn't. I've had my foot in my mouth a time or two. Number 6, I attend church regularly, and we got 11 yeses, and that's what I would expect to get on that one. 11 yeses. Number 7, I am trustworthy and dependable. I got 11 yeses, and you know, if you're not trustworthy and dependable, you don't need to be in the leadership. Number 8, I find it hard to forgive. I had 3 yeses and 9 no's. That's the problem. As a leader, you're going to have a lot of things come up that you're going to have to forgive people because they don't understand the position you're in. And if you can't forgive them, you're going to wind up having hard feelings against people in church. And the Lord said, we got to forgive in order to be forgiven. If we don't forgive others, then He's not going to forgive us. We really need to work on that part of our life if we're having trouble with it. Number 9, should one give as much to church as he spends on vacation? We got 8 yes and 3 said no. Where you spend your money really tells you where your heart's at. And if you're spending more money on entertainment and having fun and that kind of stuff than you are putting in the collection plate, then you love the world more than you do the Lord.
Well, you spend more than you put it back there.
Well, that's okay. You know, but as much anyway, you see. We don't have to give 10%, but we can give more than 10%. But some people, like a lady that I was studying with not long ago, she said, you know, I'm a dollar clubber. I said, what? I belong to the dollar club. I put a dollar in. That's all I'm getting. That's not the right kind of attitude. You're not going to help the church grow that way. You can't just be, I put in a 20 or I put in this and that, whatever, that you're in a certain category, you just give so much every time. It needs to be according to the income that you have and the ability you have to do with that income. Number 10, I'm involved in my congregation. I got 10 yeses and one no. Every leader must be involved in the congregation. Number 11, the church should advertise its services. I got 11 yeses, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. 12, I can and do lead prayer at church. I got 10 yeses and one no. 13, I can and do bring lessons at church. 10 yeses and one no. 14, I can and do take charge or help with communion. 10 yeses and one no. 15, I can and do lead singing. We got 11 out of 11 that said they could do that, and that's good. 16, I financially support our congregation. We got 11 yeses. 17, I have prayer before every meal. We got 8 yeses and 3 no's. You know, you don't have to have a vocal prayer to have prayer before every meal. I used to think, and I thought, man, you got to pray before every meal. And I go to restaurants, you know, and we want to sit down and have prayer. And then I went off with this evangelist, and he said, what? You going to be a Pharisee? A Pharisee? He said, yeah, because, you know, they love to pray being seen. And the Lord said, enter your closet, and there pray you. And so he didn't like to have prayer out in the public gatherings like that. And the more I thought about it, he might be a little bit right. You ain't got to get on a loudspeaker to show everybody you're praying. You can have your own prayer in your own heart and mind, but you need to have prayer. Be thankful for your food every time. Don't just gall it down with no thought of where it came from. Wayne?
No, I was telling Mr. earlier. Now, my wife, when we go on vacation, when we go to church, and we go out and eat prayer, we went to the show in Princeton, Missouri. There were a lot of elderly people there. We were praying for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I pray for us, my wife and I, and others press on like a lot. So it does mean something to some people to see you pray.
That's a good point.
You go out and you see it all up here.
Yeah. Some people, it's impressive to them. Yeah. That's right. I guess it depends on your heart as why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing it to be seen, that'd be a different matter. I was going to give the idea that we're doing it just to show everybody can observe and see us and think, make a, you know, a show out of it.
We have no idea after the people are
right. But we do need to be thankful for our food and our things all the time. 18, I have visiting church members stay in my home. I have 4 yeses and 7 no's. One of the qualifications of being a leader is hospitality. And we need to have our homes open to people who might come through, or church members, or not, whoever needs a place to stay. 19, I know where each member of the congregation lives. We got 3 said yeses and 8 no's. That's one that we really need to work on. You need to know the people, and how can you go visit them if you don't know where they live? So you need to find out where everybody lives. You might need to go see them someday. They might have a problem at their house. And to be a leader, you need to know where the members live. 20, I visit all members of the congregation once or more a year. That's the thing that would be a good thing to work on. That's one I have to work on. I don't make it around everybody once a year. But I generally do talk to them about the church at least once a year and how things are going. 21, I am creative in my church work. I got 5 yeses and 6 no's, and we need to use every bit of our creativity today to get the church out there, to reach whoever we can. Think of every way we could possibly do it. 22, I visit the sick, especially those in the hospital. At 6 yeses and 5 no's. 23, I'm involved in community events. We got 4 yeses and 7 no's. You know, if we're involved in community events, then the people know that we go to that church, and they realize that we're leaders there. And it will help to promote you being able to reach others. 24, I feel qualified and do Bible studies in homes. Got four yeses and seven noes. I look for opportunities to do Bible studies at home. Four yeses and seven noes. So we might need to work on that, learn how to do some kind of Bible study with people in the private sector of life. You see, Paul, when he went around, he taught people wherever he found them, and it wasn't necessarily behind the pulpit or in a church building. And that's what we need to work on, to teach people wherever they're at in their life, where we run across them and they will listen. 26, I attend other congregations when they have gospel meetings. 9 yeses and 11 noes. 27, I speak at other 10 congregations. 7 yes, 8 noes. 28, I conduct gospel meetings. 2 yes and 9 noes. Any thoughts or questions? Oh yes, one more on the other side. 29. I want to be an effective leader. We got 5 yeses and 4 noes. I wish everybody here were going to be an effective leader. If you're a leader, you want to be effective at it. You want to do the job well, because, you know, we're talking about jobs. People working on their job. You want to do your job well. You want to impress your boss. But we have our Lord that oversees us, and we definitely want to give Him 100%, or as much as we can do, the best that we can. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves, know you not your own selves, how that Christ is in you, since you be reprobate. This deals with the congregation. Number 30, we have Sunday night service. Got 5 yeses and 6 noes. Number 8, we have Wednesday night services. 8 yeses and 3 noes. 32, our services are interesting and instructive. We got 8 yeses, 2 noes. 33, our congregation is known throughout the neighborhood. 6 yeses and 5 noes. 34, our congregation has a good reputation in the community. 10 yeses, 1 no. 35, we have outside members come preach for us. 11 yeses and no. That was 100% of those. 36, most members attend every service. 6 yeses, 5 noes. 37, we have many young people in our congregation. 6 yeses and 5 noes. 38, we have someone in our congregation that can perform weddings. 5 yeses and 6 noes. We have someone in the congregation who preaches funerals. 6 yeses and 5 noes. We visit the sick in our congregation. 9 yes and 2 noes. 41, has the church ever had elders? We got 7 yeses and 4 noes. We have regular business meetings. We have 2 yeses and 9 noes. The majority rule is used in our business meetings. 6 yeses and 5 noes. So on the most conflicts I've ever been involved, most troublesome times in church work started in business meetings. It come out in business meetings. Business meetings were trouble. And that's the way I see it. You get in there and everybody's got an opinion. And everybody's opinion is good as anybody else's opinion. And so you got trouble. And that's why I think that what he said about having a few select leaders make the decision for the church, it cuts down on a lot of problems of headaches and conflicts, and it cuts down on a lot of dissension and division in the church. And this majority rule is kind of a hard rule to follow. What if you just got half and half? And this next one, we must have 100% agreement in our business meetings. 6 yeses and 5 noes. But if you got to have 100%, it all takes is one to kill any kind of work that comes up. And one can kill everything. That's not good at all. So because you got in there and you got everybody in there, and you got some people who have never read their Bible, some people who haven't grown spiritually, and they're against anything that inconvenience them. And then also you got children in there that don't know, and they're likely to make the final decision. So it's not a good idea, I don't think. Anyway, 45, all the men are expected to attend business meetings. We have our meetings privately And we just go around and talk to certain ones, and we try to find out what's going on and make a decision based on that. And I think that's what the leadership should do, the elders should do, because it's kind of like a message. A message that's sent out, if it's got a larger audience, has to be a more open message, because it won't be received. If you're going to speak to somebody, it's going to be a message that's going to be a narrow instruction and narrow things expected out of it. You need to talk to specific people indirectly. Many times in a business meeting, we'd have, oh, they said, who said, they wanted, somebody wanted, who wanted. We never knew who they was. You never knew who it was that was there. But it was always there, or them, and it was a problem. But if you got select men, you know, these are the guys that's running the church. And you take your problem to them. If you don't like what they're doing, then you express it to them. And if they're not going to change, then you can go somewhere else. But you keep peace among the brothers and sisters that are there if you don't allow all that to come in. It keeps a better understanding. 46, one or two men make the decision in the church. We got 9 yeses and 1 no. 47, we have collective expectations expressed to the church. We got 3 yeses and 7 no's. And 48, we have a spending plan at our congregation. 2 yeses and 7 no's. One thing a spending plan does, it lets you know how the money's going to go. We set up a certain amount that the people that's involved, like buying supplies and things like that, that someone come in and needed some money, you can give them that money without having to call a business meeting, because we've set that amount up to be used that way. And anything beyond that, then we have to have a special meeting because it costs more money involved. But a spending plan is a good idea of how much you're going to spend and what you expect to have in your collection to spend, like in meetings and revivals and things like that that's coming up. 49, does the church have money in CDs or savings? 5 yes, 4 yeses, and 5 no's. Well, that's pretty good. We got some money to be used. That's the way I look at it. My brother-in-law told me I'd spend every dime to put it in there, and that's about right. I'd probably try to figure out some way to spend it for the church work. And number 50, the treasurer has plenty of money to sustain the church. We got 6 yeses and 3 no's. Well, number 51, are there works that we want to do but cannot for lack of funds? 2 yeses and 7 no's. I think everybody should have a no there. I know we're limited for lack of funds. If you're not limited for lack of funds, then you're not looking at the things that you could do. You know, there's TV programs, radio programs, paper, there's flyers, there's meetings that you can do. You can have more gospel meetings, you can have more works, more things being done if you put more money into it. You should never have enough money to do all the things you could do, because there's too many things to be done to spread the gospel. We're just not using all the things that we could do to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number 52, the building needs repairs. We've got 2 yeses and 8 no's. Well, go fix it. That's 53, we have prospects that may become members this year. 6 yeses and 5 no's. I was hoping, you know, that ought to have been 100% yes. 54, we're planning for the church to grow and got 10 yeses, 1 no. That should have been 100% yes. Now we are asking for questions, comments. Any suggestions? Okay, the floor is open.